This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
All right, come on. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done.
If my ass doesn't look like yours in the morning, I'm gonna F you up.
Shut up!
Blue, how in the world do you have access to this nice ass gym? Did you know they have a spa back there with a male masseuse?
Why do you think I come here, okay? Terry's got the best hands in town, honey. Please believe.
Dude, get over yourself.
Are you still ignoring Michael's calls? Olivia!
Fuck him, okay? Call the doctor you've been calling. My kids are the only factor. My parents know where I am. He can kiss my ass.
That's not fair.
Bitch, pick a side, okay? Just yesterday, you was ready to ride out and beat his ass with me. Now today, you want to play Judge Maybelline?
Don't take your frustrations out on me. I'm just saying what you're doing is not fair.
And what he did was what? That's what I thought. Moving on. What time are you going to be home today from the office, Blue?
Well, I only have 3 meetings today, and then I have to meet Brick to pick up a package, and after that, I'm all good.
Perfect. I'll see you at the house about 4. I think I feel like shopping, especially since I moved $500,000 of our money into a new account. That may be why he's calling. Who knows? See you later.
I told you she wasn't okay.
That's your friend.
Yeah, but she's your friend too. Let's go.
No, ma'am. I'm going to see Terry. You go on to work.
Bye, Marge. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, you have.
Wait, before I forget, can you call Brick and tell her to meet me here at 1 o'clock instead of at the loft? I need a car and a hotel for 3 nights in Tampa this weekend. And can you find out why the DA left a message for me at Delilah's? Check with her and get any details you can and get those to Brick before I call the DA back.
Okay, but someone's...
Michael, what are you doing in my office? Leslie, why is Michael in my office?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Michael is here to see you.
Most people without an appointment wait in the lobby.
For some reason, I received a recording of my wife fucking another man when she was supposed to be celebrating your birthday with you. I'd say I have an appointment.
Okay, I'll just close the door.
You want to have a seat and tell me how I can help you?
Where's Olivia?
I don't know. She hasn't called you.
The last call I received was followed up with a voicemail of her having sex with someone. Now, who the fuck is Tyrone?
That I don't have an answer for. You're just going to have to wait and speak to her.
She won't answer my call.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm going to be frank with you because you're standing here in my office on some bullshit, okay? We didn't go to Vegas, Michael. We've been here in the city the entire weekend. She knows about you and whoever this doctor woman is that you've been staying at the Ritz with for the past 4 days. And yes, she fucked somebody named Tyrone. She met him the first night she was here at the bar we went to have drinks. Olivia has dedicated her life to you and those children, and the best you could do for my friend is to have a damn affair, Michael, after being married for almost 10 years. So guess what, brother? You're gonna have to deal with her not answering the phone calls, sending you the voicemail, fucking Tyrone, and whatever else she decides to do to make her feel better about your actions.
I'm not sleeping with a doctor here. I'm here for a conference.
This week you may be, but since Wednesday of last week, oh, you were sleeping with a doctor.
I don't know where you or her got your information from, but that's bullshit. Now, she's ruined our marriage over a damn rumor.
Michael, what is it that you think I do for a living?
Liv said you were an accountant, one of the best here in Atlanta.
Right. Okay, then. Fine. I cannot help you. If she's not answering the phone, I don't know what to tell you, okay? She told me that she made it home safely.
I bet you that jealous bitch Marge got in her head with this bullshit.
First of all, March is not a bitch, okay? She's our friend, so watch your damn mouth. And she is definitely not jealous of Olivia. We've been friends for a very long time. We don't deal in jealousy.
Yeah, whatever. March is not who you guys think she is.
What is that supposed to mean? Because we know you're what? Innocent of all whoring behaviors?
Whoring? Man, I fucked March 3 times since Olivia and I been married. So be careful who you call it a whore while you're holding on to this fairy tale of a perfect friendship with you and Olivia and March. Now tell my wife to answer the damn phone and to put my fucking money back into my account, or she's going to wish she had.
Is that a threat? Because I don't do well with three-way threats, okay? And I don't know what disgusts me more at this moment. The fact that you would boldly tell me you slept with March on more than one occasion, or the fact that you actually slept with March on more than one occasion. I mean, I'm still disgusted all the same, but if you want to tell Olivia something, I suggest you just sit tight and wait for her to call you whenever she's ready. And Michael, I'm not an accountant. And if I say you were at the Ritz cheating on your wife, it's not a rumor. I only bring the facts covered in the truth.
I hope you know what you're doing there, because my wife can't handle the truth.
Yes!
The DA is on the line for you.
What did Delilah say?
She said take the call.
DA Clark, it's Darian Blue. How can I help you?